Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and thanks for listening. It's just a delight to have you here with us at 9.07 on hump day morning. Been waiting for that. Yeah. Hey guys, the Dave Matthews Band is playing at the Shoreline Amphitheater on September 8th and we've got tickets for calling 97-800-400-3697. Simple as that. Be the 97th caller. You got the tickets. We're doing these all day, all week long, 9, noon, 3, and 5. You'll have a chance to win. This is your 9 o'clock chance. Take advantage. 800-400-3697. Call number 97 right now.
That same phone number is the number you can text us.
Woohoo!
We love hearing from you guys.
We do. You're funny.
I mean, except when you're, you know, super mean and cutting and spot on.
I hardly ever see those, and I'm so glad. I know that if I read the texts every day, they'd depress me.
It's a little painful. I mean, sometimes it's like, nope, you're completely wrong. Right. Other times, oh, you got me.
Oh, like what?
You cut me deep.
Is there
Shrek.
One?
No.
Have you been cut deep?
Oh, haven't you ever?
Oh, sure.
Haven't you ever read one where you went, oh my God, that's so me?
Yeah.
That's
totally.
Really, really mean.
I just wondered why you were referencing it now.
No,
it looks like the pain is fresh.
No.
That's all.
I had a text yesterday. They told me to shut up and just sit there.
Oh. Oh, how rude. Oh. Yeah, I'm glad I don't see those.
415 says, do you have any advice for finding a boyfriend? I have been single for nearly 3 years. The dating scene in SF sucks. I'm attractive, outgoing, fun, and am a good catch.
Oh, well, try an app.
You know, the dating scene is extremely difficult. I know that my missus has a couple friends who are so cool, so nice. They have everything going for themselves. They're busy. They're working hard, so they don't have all the time in the world to be trolling the bars or whatever.
It's not a good place anyway.
Right. But yeah, it's a tough scene to really connect with someone great. So you're not alone. Do you have any advice for this person?
Yeah,
to find
dating service.
Yeah.
Go get an app. It seems like people are just having random meetups.
Would you say put out a lot sooner?
I wouldn't give any advice beyond if I was single, I would totally be on a dating
app.
Yes, and I would put out. Because I'm a grown up. F it. If I want to do you, I'm gonna.
Well, you're fun, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. If I don't do you, it's because I don't want to.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to have an internal battle about it. I'm 50 years old. Oh, I want to do you. Let's go. You in? You DTF? Come on.
510 says, what's so good about Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah,
I watched
Vinny,
it last
so
night
it?
And wasn't impressed.
Oh,
sure,
they went and watched it.
It had a couple good parts, but overall, it wasn't that funny.
When's the last time you watched it?
It's been a long time, but it's not just a comedy. I wouldn't put it next to Dumb and Dumber and say it's up there with that in terms of comedy. I feel like it's got adventure. Mm. He's got a really neat accent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's a hero.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you felt like it hit a few different...
Oh, it checks all the boxes.
There's a love story. It ends happily.
The way you need it to. If
well,
they're
the
going
to
put love in there.
Right. It's going to be love. Let's have that work out
right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So yeah, I'm sorry that didn't go well for you, but I liked it.
Yeah, I'm sad to hear that that might not really be a new movie coming out.
Well, because you got had.
Well, not the first time. I've been had many a times, Vinny.
Hey guys, aren't those all things that millennial parents should have taught them to do? From Janine.
Some parents have found that your kid doesn't want to learn anything you want to teach them.
I'm reading a book right now called Barbarian Days, A Surfing Life, and it's about a guy who grew up through the 60s, 70s and some of the stuff he's talking about, he actually mentions the change in parenting and how, you know, one of the things that I definitely experienced was spankings, mm-hmm. and how our culture sort of went away from that. There were books written and...
Well, because too many times spankings were more like beatings.
Yeah, exactly right. But so as he's talking about it, it's interesting to see how our society has changed so much in parenting style.
Right.
And there is absolutely, I don't know if we've gone too far one way or the other.
It is a pendulum, Vin. I mean, everything is. It swings and then everyone goes, oh, no, you can't do that. And it swings all the way back. Oh, what we have to do is go back to the olden days. Swings all the way back. It's everything.
Yeah. So there's a lot of...
Yeah. I spanked a couple times my kids when they were little when I was serious and worried for their safety. My kid ran into a street one time and I grabbed him, dragged him back and spanked him on the sidewalk and made sure that it was noted in his head that what he had done was incredibly upsetting.
Good parenting.
Well, people were pissed as I was... I mean, I wasn't... on a non-crowded street. Like, I was pissed. Like, pissed and scared.
Yeah.
My kid ran into the street. Like, I had to run into the street, into traffic to get him. And it was in a parking lot. It wasn't like it was, you know, 40-mile-an-hour cars. But still, he ran between two cars. I scared the S out of me. And I wanted to make an impact that this was not acceptable. But I certainly would never... beat a kid. I would never leave a mark on a kid. You know, I was spanked when I was little. I know you.
Oh, yeah.
It crossed the line.
My dad was out of line for sure.
Right.
But what I was just going to say is I think that one of those, first of all, you didn't normally spank. And second of all, you probably spanked out of fear as much as you did out of wanting to teach that kid because you probably saw that kid getting himself killed.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how slow motion that becomes.
Right.
Like you see what. Your future could be. And I think that that's, you know, I don't want to justify or not justify it. I do think that there are times when a kid needs to learn a goddamn lesson. Right now is your turn to learn you don't do that.
Right.
Or when I call your name, you come to me. That, you know, that there's a reason for these things. And I think that sometimes when people are, you know, that's not allowed. That's not okay.
Let me give you a hug and tell you why you shouldn't do that.
Right. It's just not.
What?
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. I'm a terrible parent.
No, you're actually on a list of power moms.
That had nothing to do with mothering. They didn't come to my house to observe me mothering. They didn't know anything about me as a mother.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
One of your kids successfully completing his first year at Berkeley right now?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
That has nothing to do
with me. One of your kids also known as, yeah, right? The soon-to-be superstar dub musician.
He's in a poetry contest today. He won the classroom one. And now he's doing it for the school. I know. I'm really excited for him. He's so nervous.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it for Mom. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
But hooray.
Hip hip.
Good kids. Hooray! Good kids can come out of horrible situations.
Hip hip.
And bad kids, really horrible kids, can come out of the best parenting situations. I really don't know how much of that is
nurture. I don't
nurture.
Even hear you right now. Can you just backstroke in the fact that you're a power mom of the Bay Area and both your kids are turning out great?
They're knock wood. They're all right. We'll see what happens.
Neither of your kids.
There's not even one of them is 20 yet.
Have either of your kids been hit by a car in the street?
They have not.
Then clearly that spanking was well placed.
Mm. You know, most kids, though, don't get hit by cars, so it's possible that I'm... You got hit by a car?
You don't know.
I got hit by a car.
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets hit by a car a little bit.
Well, I guess your parents shouldn't have shared a bed with you then, Bryn, huh?
What does that have to do with anything?
Bad parenting.
Oh, millennials are dumb, huh? Let's see our parents write code or navigate through the Wi-Fi setup for a router installation or design a website.
Who said you were dumb? We just said you're lazy. And we didn't even say it. We said all the millennials we know are awesome. Look at Bryn. He's coding something over
Apparently,
there. I don't even
I'm
know
not
what he's
a
doing.
Millennial.
Oh, you're not? What are you talking
all
about?
All the textures are telling me.
I knew it! I knew it!
You're a what?
A Zinho.
What's that?
It's between Gen X and millennials. I looked it up because textures are telling me too.
Is it true that you're
a
Zinho?
I thought your date fell within the millennial.
Is it true that you're a Zinho?
I have to figure out what I am.
How old were you in the year 2000?
I was 17.
You were a millennial.
No, he sounds like a Zinho to me.
I thought it was when you were a teenager determined it.
I don't.
That's like when you were doing your formative, you're growing up, you're an old millennial, but I think you're a millennial. As far as I'm concerned, you're the best millennial.
What
thanks,
about Vaughn?
Sarah.
What is he?
Well, how old is
Vaughn? Chop liver?
28? Vaughn, 28? Yeah.
Oh,
is he still a millennial?
Yeah, he would be. He would have been 12 or so in the year 2000.
Yeah, but I think Bryn is a better millennial. 18. He could kick five faces without touching the ground.
He's a ninja millennial, right. So he's like a special subcategory.
What about a rapping poetry millennial?
Oh, he is really good.
We'll have
Vaughn
him do
like
some at our Valentine's Secret
writer,
show.
Writer, you guys. You have no idea.
Let's hear a poem.
He tried. The cover was on it.
You an idiot.
Bryn, I mean, Vaughn.
Oh, you ready, Vaughn? Come here.
Come on, Vaughn.
Grab my mic.
Just freaking blow our minds. We're just Wednesday. I could use a little
Vaughn,
mind blowing.
Grab this. You can sit in my seat too.
You got something prepared?
Oh, thank you.
No swears. Don't lose yourself.
Yeah.
Gotta lose yourself. Don't do it. Here we go.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Vaughn.
Hello, Vaughn.
You want a poem about some things?
Yes, things.
Let me see. Met a chick that made me smile. I ain't had one like that in a while. Of all the stars, she chose one and said I was her favorite son. Milky Way's all in her breast, placed her head right on my chest. I told her time was a fool's watch. Eternal love is my clock. That's all for now.
All right!
Solid. Beauty. Oh, Bryn. You're a madman on that thing.
Are you getting ready for our Valentine's? So?
Yeah, you got something right. Is that one of the love poems for Valentine's Day?
I am. That's a little teaser right there.
Ooh.
You know, about three lovey-ish poems. Oh. So
maybe
we'll
could scatter them in, like when we're in the mood. Like all of a sudden, we'll be like, "Oh, we're in the mood for a poem." You got to bring that thing to the secret show.
Oh man, more stuff to lug around.
Put it in my car. I'll lug it.
You know what we should do is give him different words to work into the poem besides beauty.
I'm down for it.
Can you get spread eagle in there?
Sure.
That is a super loving term.
All American.
And remember also, hope you get laid and overwhelming stupid feelings of concern.
Gotcha. Jotting those down now.
Sorry, you thank don't have you to do that. I'm just being.
You do have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you have
you
to
have
do
have
it
to do that.
How was it? I missed the whole thing.
Oh.
Where did you
excellent
go?
I had to go to the bathroom. I gave him my seat so he could do this thing.
Oh.
He was great.
Yeah, he pulled it off.
Saw everyone laughing and stuff.
I hate myself every time I use the word literally. I immediately think how stupid I am.
Me too. I've really tried to excise that from my vocabulary.
I'm a millennial and I can do all the things mentioned.
Well, great. You're one of the few. You should feel proud of yourself.
Run for president of millennials then.
Oh, that's a good one, Ben.
Walgreens is a store where you can get birthday cards and cheap gifts for people who you don't really care about. 7-Eleven is a convenience store where you get drugs and hookers.
Oh, that is convenient. I didn't realize I could get drugs and hookers there. 7-Eleven is where you get drugs and hookers. That's great.
I drank non-alcoholic wine sneakily at family events when I was early in my pregnancy and didn't want to announce yet. I didn't want them asking me, why aren't you drinking? Are you pregnant? What's going on?
That for some people, it really is a tell if you're not having a drink.
Well, and here's the thing. You know what's
hey,
interesting
I know you pretty
about
well
that is if someone's trying to not say, why would others be all, hey, something's going on, I know it. Mm. When clearly that person's like, you know, I really don't want to tell for a reason. It's too soon yet.
Yeah, that's not how people work.
Right.
Yeah. We want to know everything.
Right. We are going to Istanbul, Turkey this summer.
Istanbul.
One day layover in Athens, Greece.
Oh, you're not flying direct? Turkish Airlines flies direct every day from SFO.
Maybe it's too expensive for me.
Well, maybe. But it's direct. Oh, boy.
Yellowtail is horrible, says 510.
That's crazy. Yellowtail's always the best thing on the menu.
No, that we're talking about the wine.
Oh.
Yellowtail is an Aussie wine.
Oh, it's Aussie.
Yeah.
Istanbul.
Wait, I don't hear it.
New York was once New Amsterdam. Why'd they change it? I can't say. Was once New Amsterdam. Why'd they change it? I can't say.
Is this that band you like?
People just liked it better that way. Yeah, it's They Might Be Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Constantinople, get the... That's nobody's business but the Turks. Turkish Airlines. Istanbul.
I don't know why you keep saying it's terrible news about the pedophile that hung himself. He was wasting air for the rest of us. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for people who are so broken that that is what they are up to. I just feel bad for him. He committed suicide. He obviously, you know, recognized that he was a total loser and waste of air, as you call it. And I just think that's super sad. I think it's sad that he's a pedophile, and I think it's sad that he killed himself. That's all. I'm not trying to say, you know, I think he's great or I wish he didn't. I'm just saying it's sad.
925 says, Vinny, my 5-year-old son saw you guys when I was watching The Looking Glass on replay after school yesterday. Mommy, that man has a lot of tattoos. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, I guess he likes them. Huh. Thinks for a minute. I like them, too. How old do you have to be to get a tattoo?
No.
Cute.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you have to be 40.
Definitely kids. After... filling myself up with them, when you see that through your kid's eyes, you start to think, oh, no.
Hope she doesn't like this.
She does like it,
though. Of course she does. It's neat.
I like your tattoos. She'll touch my arm. I like your tattoos. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
You have some scary ones on there, too. Why does Dad have demons on him?
They protect you.
It's nice.
That's the answer. They take good care of you.
Oh, now she's really going to want them.
Well... I'll change that when she's older.
Yeah, she can get some tattoos. Tattoos are cool.
Hey, Alice, all the young ones are now drawing and thickening their eyebrows. My niece takes 15 minutes to do hers.
Oh.
It's bad parents.
All right.
it's her aunt, not her kid or something. My niece.
I have a bad habit of buying stuff online when I can't sleep in the middle of the night. A few days ago, I bought a trip to Palm Springs. From 415.
Oh. I'd love to go to Palm Springs.
You would?
It seems neat.
It's not the desert.
Yeah, it's totally overblown.
But all the architecture is like those like 50s. Frank
yeah, but there's
Sinatra
nothing
style.
To do there. Yeah. It's boring.
Can I sit by a pool and read a book?
Nope.
Are you sure? Because that's all I really want to do.
Well, you can't go in the pool because people who wear adult diapers are in the pool.
No one in the house that I'm staying at is there? Can
yeah.
I stay at? Do I? What?
Yes.
I have to stay with old people if
yeah.
I go there.
It's
I heard it was a big gay mecca too. I
yeah,
bet you there's
is.
All kinds of fun stuff to do there. Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
I went there once and we went somewhere where we took a tram.
Oh.
Up.
Oh.
And
the mountains.
Kinda, yeah, and like hiked up there and had lunch up there. I don't remember where it was exactly.
How old were you? Were you a kid?
No. An adult.
Yeah,
went
I just hear you hear about Palm Springs all the time. I would love to go visit it and see what it's all about.
Oh, Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. Oh.
I told you because there's poop in the pools.
There's no. Would you please stop it? I think you're supposed to take off your grown-up diaper before you get in the pool anyway, right?
You're supposed to, but they're old
so.
And they don't know.
Well, as soon as I see Nana with her walker heading out to the pool, I'll just get in there, take a deep dip real quick, and then head back out. And she can sully the pool all she wants. It's going to take her a while.
925 says, hush up! Poor Dusty!
Oh, what happened to Dusty?
When you were grilling me about that first time in Tahoe, I'm sure there was more information than anyone wanted to hear about.
Oh, I doubt it. people
really?
Want to hear. Yeah.
Do they?
Uh-huh. Check the texts. Yay, info about Dusty.
Please don't say that's not.
Here's one from the.
You don't have them.
I do. They're
no,
right here.
No, you don't.
More about Dusty, says the 925. 707 says, oh my God, wonderful job grilling Vinny, Sarah.
Joe Kennedy's speech delivery was annoyingly Shatner-esque.
It was
awful. The cadence
awful.
Was crazy.
The whole thing was a disaster, start to finish. Starting with the Vaseline around his lips and ending with, oh my God, please stop talking.
You did a story earlier about Chachi.
Yeah, it's Scott Baio.
And how he talked a young lady he was on a TV show with into doing him.
Apparently, according to her, Nicole Eggert, and she said she was 17 at the time, so she went on Dr. Oz.
And I mentioned that as a young man, we don't end up having older women pursue us the mm-hmm. same way. And then someone wrote in and said, what about Shed? And I went, oh yeah, that divorcee pulled me right off the beach and did right. me. And then someone else wrote in and said, what about Barbara at the pool? That he did with that other guy. And I'm like,
I thought she was only 21, though.
No, she was like 24.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember she was her being older.
I was 16, and she was 24.
Oh, she should go to jail.
She actually could be in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Huh. I forgot.
Yeah. You share older women.
But Barbara also, so she checked the older person list for me, and then another thing that went horribly wrong for me also mm-hmm. happened mm-hmm. for the first time mm-hmm. with her. But also on the list of things, she's no longer with us. She's in heaven. Someone wrote me and said she died in a car accident.
Oh, how sad.
Like, how long ago?
A long, long time ago. But it's just weird to be all, am I old enough to have been to have done someone who's passed away?
Apparently so.
How weird. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure all the people you boned are still alive, right? Oh, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't even know their names.
I don't know.
Huh. Anyway. Let's see here.
I had an ex-boyfriend who died. I never did him because I was young. But we went to my junior prom together. Mm-hmm. Eric George. And then we broke up.
What's his name?
Eric George.
Eric George.
And he died in I don't know if you guys remember, this was a Hurricane Gloria, like maybe in 85 or 86.
Oh no, not again, you guys. Don't do Gloria again.
What's wrong with Gloria?
Don't you remember singing this?
I mean, it's song. I certainly love this song. So anyways, he died in the storm.
Oh!
He went off the road. It was, I mean, I wasn't with him or anything. He was, yeah, he was driving somewhere during the storm, and it was horrible.
I loved Kennedy's speech, but man, that smeared lip gloss was distracting.
Yeah, I didn't even hear his speech.
I wanted to lick a tissue from my purse and go wipe his face with it.
I really did feel like it would have been better if someone had gone, oh God, let me get in there with a hanky.
And why do you need that much chapstick?
Well, like, he must bite his lips or something.
Dry.
Maybe he
come on.
Just didn't.
He overdid it.
Agreed. Maybe in general, he always has it on his mouth. And then when they show him the lights on him, it just showed. It looked awful.
And look, then maybe he had makeup on.
I was going to say, in his defense, you know, Sarah and I have both been to places where we get made up because mm-hmm. they say, sit in the chair, they do you, and then you walk away and you're like,
I look like
rouge
a clown.
On. Who put rouge on me?
Right.
I'd rather look washed out and butt ugly
I'm
than
100% with you. The
clowny.
Awful thing they do. And it's like the law. You have to put on a full face of makeup anytime there's a TV screen on you. And I say,
oh.
I guess I just won't go on TV because, ew.
We don't have any more text, Sarah. It's time to go.
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. See you in a minute. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have a lovely hump day. Tomorrow on the show, Hooman is going to be reviewing, I can't remember the name, Bilal?
I don't remember what he said.
It's a cartoon, or an animated film, I should say. But apparently made by, did he say it was made by Muslims? Like a Muslim cartoon?
I don't think I was
cartoon?
In the conversation.
Yeah, he pulled me aside and said, I went and saw Paddington 2.
So he's going to do that. He has some questions
like mention,
for you.
Yeah, he said, mm-hmm. I'd like to have you be, because I usually turn myself off and let him have his moments.
Time to shine.
It's his moments, man. I let him do his thing. But he's like, I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm. He had some thoughts on it. He was telling me in the other room.
My review of Paddington 2 was I thought it was excellent. Yeah. There are good kid shows and there are awful ones. And you, those of you out there who have are forced to watch them, you know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Some you can sit through and some you're like, oh my God, kill me.
This can never end fast enough.
Yep. Right.
So he's going to talk about those and our friend Rudy is going to be in to do it. So
Rudy!
we'll do a secret show with Rudy tomorrow too. I wish I could say that Big Brother was on tonight, but it starts in a week. I am so excited for that.
I just got an email for the cast of Survivor.
Oh.
What do you got?
I printed it out. We'll save it for tomorrow. I didn't see anybody from the Bay Area.
Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
That starts
morning.
In two,
yeah,
though,
that's
right?
End of the month, end of February, I believe.
I didn't look at the date.
There's so much good TV coming up. Hurrah. All right, have a great day, you guys. Lexi's up next, and we'll see. Is she here? She's here.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yay!
We'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.